We need to remember that we as adults are drawing on much more experience when we have a conversation with our teenager. And we need to give them sufficient leeway to explore their views in a discussion and to come to their own conclusions about life.
I had a wonderful relationship with my father, but I remember as a teenager finding it seriously discouraging when I tried to discuss things with him because he was a lawyer. He'd argue his case or defend his point of view as if he were in court, and I didn't stand a chance. Sometimes it made me really angry and I'd end up shouting at him, while at other times it just made me give up and become bolshy and stroppy because I'd think, why bother? He's not interested in my point of view. He's just arguing his own.
It's important we learn a new style because most parents will experience periods when communicating with their teenager will be a real struggle or may even break down completely.
There have been times when communication between Emma and I has been very difficult. I think we've just, it's completely broken down. We're just not having a conversation, and I think Emma has felt quite isolated when that's happened, and I felt quite isolated from in our relationship, and it's been really sad. I've cried about it, wept about it, and I think what's helped is talking to my husband Peter about it and just putting things in perspective and trying to approach it again, maybe from a different angle, and especially about issues of time and boundaries and those kinds of things.
Another situation which can make communication very difficult is where children have suffered some form of loss, such as their parents splitting up or a parent dying. They may find it hard to express the deep emotions, but the more they're able to talk about their feelings, the more it will help them.
For the rest of this session, we want to look at what we can do to build or rebuild effective communication. First of all, we need to be available. Often as parents, we're in a hurry. We have high expectations of what can be achieved in a short amount of time. We want concise conversations, but expect them at the same time to be deep and revealing. Whereas teenagers are generally on their own timetable and we can't rush them. Demonstrating we're available and ready to listen helps them to open up.
In communicating with our teenagers, it's really important to be available, but actually more than just being available, it's important to be accessible. Sometimes we're around and we think we're there, but in fact we're not accessible to them. And being accessible is that we are open to having conversations in their time. Sometimes that means that at 1 o'clock in the morning when they come in, they'll have a conversation with you. And if you say, well, I'll talk to you tomorrow, that moment is gone. But we need to see, are we looking and aware of opportunities to talk to them, to hear what they're thinking rather than just finding times to tell them what we're thinking? Because it's important to know their perspective on different things.
I was talking recently to a mother who has an 18-year-old son. She used to have a busy job and never got home in time to cook supper. Then for a while, she was between jobs and was able to cook for the family every evening. It took her by surprise that this became a really good time for her and her son to talk together. She recognised that it was because this was a relaxed, non-threatening time with no agenda, and it made chatting with him really easy.
One of the best conversations I've had with one of our children, Liam, was just... he remembers it still to today, and it was just after he had broken up with his first girlfriend, and he was just wanting to talk to me. We were driving from our house to Granny and Granddad's, it's about 35, 40 minute drive, and he was just asking and talking and just asking my advice as to how to have relationships and how not to have a relationship, what to look for and what to not to look for. And I can truly remember, he was really listening and really wanted to know. It was just a great conversation, and one we both remember even to today.
If you missed your moment, you've missed your moments. So trying to be really available when they come home at the end of the day. I've had some quite good conversations then. They're often brief, they'll say, right, great, thanks, and off they go, just when you think you're right at the getting somewhere amazing. But yeah, I think it's basically, and it's not always convenience, but eat those sorts of times of day.
It makes a big difference when you can listen to them, huge. In fact, Rhiann went through a period of feeling really not listened to a while ago and really frustrated, and it was hormonal and teenage stuff as well. So she came to me with a litany of complaints, and I had to admit that some of them were legitimate. So I said, look, why don't we set aside some time, just me and you, when I listen to everything that you've got to say. So we set up Friday night chat night just for me and Rhiann, so that Sarah was banned from that time and Rhiann got to tell me everything and anything that was on her mind, trivia and weighty stuff, and that really helped.
Our question for you today, what are the principal interests your teenager enjoys talking about? Have a good discussion. See you tomorrow.